Welcome to the Avalanche Basin podcast series. The Avalanche Basin in Glacier National Park is a treasure trove of sights, sounds, and smells. The sculpting work of ice and water and the basin's wet climate have, over thousands of years, created a biologically rich environment that is unique within the park. To truly tell the rich story of life in the Avalanche Basin and to understand its complexities, the Crown of the Continent Research Learning Center partnered with graduate students from the University of Montana to create podcasts on various aspects of the basin. From geology to wildlife, each podcast has a different focus, but all give insight to the feelings this special place evokes. Listen to each segment in our series to learn, explore, and experience what makes this area such an extraordinary place.
My excitement builds as we enter the small town of West Glacier. This is my first trip to Glacier National Park, and my emotions are jumping between anticipation of the spectacular beauty the park is famed for and trepidation at the thought of being disappointed. I feel slightly ridiculous at this thought, but I cannot stop my thumb-twiddling and racing heart as we pull past the entrance gates and drive along the famous Going to the Sun Road. Once we reach Lake McDonald Lodge, we park the car and clip into our cross-country skis. Winter is still in full swing in the park, and from this point on, the road is buried in snow and closed to vehicles. Our target is the Trail of the Cedars in Avalanche Basin, a starting point to the Avalanche Lake Trail, a meandering path that follows Avalanche Creek up to its source, Avalanche Lake. To get there, however, we must ski roughly 6 miles through the glacially carved McDonald Valley up to the confluence of McDonald and Avalanche Creeks. The bright sun strikes my winter, sunlight-starved body as we start on our journey. Mature forests and craggy cliffs rise and pierce the clear, pale blue sky around me, and the unbelievable teal blue water of the creek seems almost unnatural in its vividness. I am certainly not disappointed, but rather in awe of the incredible works of nature and struck by the forces at work and play within the park. How the interaction of climate, water, and geology over time has shaped and defined this wonderland of mountain peaks, cascading waterfalls, glacial lakes, and dense forests. We reach the Trail of the Cedars at midday. Here, towering western red cedars and western hemlock grow in the valley by Avalanche Creek, the bottom 3 feet of their wide trunks still hidden by snow. This is almost the eastern extent of their range, and their survival here is due to the combination of the unique climate and the rich, loamy soil of Avalanche Basin. Soil development in Avalanche Basin began during the Precambrian era, when a vast and ancient sea deposited sand, silt, clay, and lime throughout what is now Glacier National Park. Over time, these sediments hardened to form belt series bedrock, a combination of quartzite, limestone, sandstone, and shale. Then, roughly 65 to 70 million years ago, tectonic forces began to shove the bedrock ever so slowly up and over the younger, softer Cretaceous rock along the Lewis Overthrust Fault. Through the actions of wind and water, erosion of the uplifted mountains filled valley bottoms with sandy sediment. The advance and retreat of Sperry Glacier further reformed the landscape by scouring loose soil and bedrock from higher elevations and depositing glacial till in the valley bottom among the belt sediments. More recently, 6 to 12,000 years ago, the eruption of Cascade Range volcanoes spread a 2 to 4 inch thick layer of ash across what is now Glacier National Park, carried east by the wind over hundreds of miles. This mixture of ash and glacial outwash, plus organic matter from decayed ancient organisms, formed a rich, loamy soil that holds moisture and supports the mature red cedar, western hemlock forest, and Avalanche Basin. As I gaze into the forest, I imagine the valley bottom as it would look in summer after the snow finally melts. Devil's Club grows thick in the understory of the giant cedars, and I can hear the drumming of the pileated woodpeckers as they create their large rectangular cavities in the decaying cedar trees. As the sun begins its descent, I feel insignificant in comparison to the decades, centuries, and eras of time required to create the landscape around me. But I also feel honored. Honored to witness and take part in the intricate web of interactions that are the basis of all life, from the dirt under my feet to the tallest mountain in the distance.
Funding for this project was provided by the Glacier National Park Fund.